The euro is up, the dollar is down, the Chinese yuan won't budge, and no one is happy. Finance ministers and central bankers from around the world are coming to Washington, D.C. They'll be taking part in the fall meetings of the International Monetary Fund. One item on the agenda, talk of a currency war between the world's biggest economies. We're joined now by David Wessel, economics editor of the Wall Street Journal and a regular guest here on Morning Edition. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee. Welcome back. Dave,
thank you very much. Glad to be back. Tell us exactly, David, how countries would fight a currency war.
Well, in the developed country world, the U.S., Europe, and Japan, economies are operating far from their full potential. Lots of unemployment, not enough domestic demand to get everybody back to work, so everybody would like to export more to get their economy going. But when their currencies are too strong, it makes their exports expensive, and they can't export a lot. So everybody seems to want their currency to come down. But if everybody tries to get their currency down, then of course nobody's currency goes up. And if everybody's trying to use their currency as kind of to get an edge on their trading partners, you could have bad stuff. I mean, the head of the IMF, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, said this week that this could represent a serious risk to the global recovery. It could be negative, damaging, everybody trying to do what's in their own interest, but making the world economy worse off.
Well, give us an example of what a government might be doing right now to weaken its currency.
Well, we see lots of stuff going on. The Japanese government and the Israeli government, others have actually taken the act of selling their currencies and buying dollars in order to push their currency down. The Brazilian government is putting a tax on foreign money coming into the country because so much money is coming into Brazil, it's pushing the currency up. And then, of course, a country can simply make its currency cheaper by printing more of it. And some people say that's what the Federal Reserve's about to do. The U.S. government isn't actively seeking to push the dollar down, but it's no secret that they'd like a slightly lower dollar because that would make it easier for us to export. So the basic problem is that for the world economy to rebalance, the U.S. has to export more and somebody has to export less. Nobody's volunteering for that, least of all the Chinese.
Good. Let's bring the Chinese then into this conversation. U.S. politicians spend a lot of time complaining about China's currency. What do other countries, do they have a problem with China?
Yes, everybody has a problem with China now. China stands out among the big economies of the world. It won't let the market push its currency up. It's accused of holding the currency down. And if it holds its currency down and the dollar needs to fall, then other people's currencies, the Brazilian, the Korean, the Japanese currencies will go up. And they're not happy about this. Basically, when one country decides to peg its currency or prevent this kind of adjustment, it makes it harder for other countries to adjust.
And why wouldn't China want to let its currency get stronger? Is it the same reason it wants to be able to export and then that would hurt its export possibilities?
The Chinese are afraid. They're afraid of currency instability. They're afraid of being pushed around by the United States. And they're afraid if their export industry slow down, then they'll have a lot of unemployment and restlessness and political instability. The Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao said in Europe this week that it would bring disaster to China if the yuan, its currency, rose by 20 or 40%, as some people are suggesting. He said many of our factories will shut down. Our society will be in turmoil. Lay off. But no one's listening to that.
Well, just briefly, this weekend's meeting, resolve any of these tensions?
I doubt it. There's a lot of posturing ahead of the meeting. There'll be some tough face-to-face meetings for domestic political reasons. China and the U.S. and everybody has a reason to talk tough in public. The U.S. is ratcheting up the pressure, but I don't have any reason to expect a resolution or any dramatic public confrontation. This is just one more step in a long-running war.
Okay, conversation about the IMF meeting this weekend. David Wessel, economics editor of the Wall Street Journal and a regular guest here on Morning Edition. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.